Blog Talk Radio.
These keys will work on this door. Maybe the professor's in that room. Come on. We'll find him. Hey, wait a minute. We can't go in that room. The goon is in there.
The goon!
Wait a minute! It's us!
Yeah.
Hey, what are we
going to
do?
That sounds like the professor.
Let's go! Hey, it is the professor. What'd he say? Go on, untie him.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Murphy's chowder. Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Mrs. Murphy gave a party about a week ago. Everything was plentiful. Well, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen. We tried to act the same. Only for what happened, this was an awful shame. Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out and fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad. His eyes were bulging out. He jumped upon the piano and loudly he did shout. Who threw the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
They dragged the pants from out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd not seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee. They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see. When Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she starts to cry and pout. She'd had them in the wash that day, forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he'd said that night. So we put music to the words and sung with all our might. Who threw the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Hey,
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Friday night pot. Got a nice crowd, man, early. Very cool. Ted comes alive. I gotta go secure more treats, man. How it is. Well, you're listening to the Grenache Network. It's home of the finest in radio entertainment, featuring such shows as Possum Hour, the venerated internet sensation of 1932. And then Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum with us and a cast and crew of thousands and thousands of chimps. The chimps are on break right now, but they'll be back later in the show with more of their wacky hijinks and clever simian antics. It's a primate kind of fun that you just won't find anywhere else on the old internet. All right, stretch, stretch, stretch. And then, of course, there's the weather. It was a little chilly today. Chilly today, hot tamale is what the forecast is. It's a Mexican weather report is what that is. Okay, well, working our way back to the studio. Thank you very much. Thank you very little, Ted. All right, boo. Here you go, babe. Piece of duck jerky. Okay. What do we got here? We're at the part now where I say...
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J. Gumby!
Is everybody happy?
Ooh. Who does that?
I don't know. Somebody.
All right.
So,
who does that?
How was your week?
I was just watching Walter playing Albert Einstein.
I never seen that one. Look kind
of
hokey.
It's a piece of fluff, you know. But you know, if you're not really into anything, you can try to get good by with. He does a good Einstein anyway.
But he's got the little cutie blonde there that I used to like.
Yeah, before
fucked
she
face
fucked
up.
Her face up. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Why do them actresses do that, man?
Especially after so many other actresses fucked themselves up. You know, why are they still doing it?
Yeah, she was such a cute cutie.
Oh, she was a sweetheart. Meg Ryan.
Yeah. There you go. Boy, I wanted to see her half naked.
Yeah?
That's a tasteful way to say I wanted to look at her tits. I don't know why. Okay.
She did a nude scene in the cut.
Ooh, she did?
Yep. In the cut, it's called.
Boing,
pretty
boing,
sure
boing.
It was that movie.
Note to self, note to self. In the cut, huh?
Yeah, I believe it was that one.
See the girls. Sweet. And that's a compliment. I don't mean that as a sexist thing. It means I really think she's the cutest Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see her boobs.
Yeah, I want to see her titties in a physical way.
Such be Meg's twin. All right, let's see him then. Let's take a peek. Stop him. Oh, okay, Ted. So I wanted to explain why I was missing Monday. It's kind of a drag, man. I had the boys over Saturday, You know, I said, you know, eh, Ted's...
Huh? Here.
Ted's not long for the world, you know. So they both came over and said their goodbyes and everything. Yeah. I breathed new life into the dog for some reason, so...
Yeah, he's scared shitless now. He's acting like there's life in him.
He had a good... I really thought that this week would be it, and he had a good week, so he's still with us. But Monday morning, I got up, and I'm thinking... I didn't have the show ready, and I'm like, oh, jeez. Well, I had part of it ready, but, you know... You need to have a bit of a sense of humor when you pull the string on a possum hour, you know? If you're not feeling funny... So I got up, and I wasn't feeling any funny, and I'm like, man... And I would have had a beer, which I'll do that if I don't feel funny anymore. That makes me feel funny.
That helps.
You know, a little brewski.
Always helps.
He's rolling. And then, but I couldn't have a brewski Monday because I had a doctor appointment.
Okay.
At 2:30. Now, when I got home at 3:30, I'm sitting there going, you know, I wish I hadn't canceled possum because now I feel like happy, you know, like doing it.
That always happens.
So, you know. But, you know, I didn't figure I'd take the night off. So anyway, the cool thing about that, well, it was they were giving me a chest full examination there because I made the mistake of telling the substitute doctor how many years I smoked.
Yeah. Okay.
35 years. Okay, well, I'm making it. Uh-huh. So I had to go in the MRI machine, you know, that thing. And we live in an amazing age, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But by the time I got home, my test fucking results were in my email.
That's nuts. Pretty damn quick.
And it's telling me, okay, you got, you know, this and this on your lung. They haven't changed. They're the same from the last time. Everything's cool, you know. Got a good report.
Nice.
But I'm like, wow, how the fuck? You know? That's just amazing.
Yeah.
You figured I'd have to send it out for developing or something. No, man. How do they, I don't know.
It's like a four.
Figure all that out.
They already had it printed out. There you go. You're all right.
That was pretty impressive, man. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, good. What do you mean, substitute doctor?
Well, my regular doctor was out cold or something, so they had a sub in. Where I go. What? So weird.
It's like
about
a substitute
teacher. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think my regular doctor would have freaked out because I've already told him I smoked for 35 years. He's like, "Yeah, right. Yeah. You're an idiot." Okay. You go. That was pretty impressive, man. Fucking like right there. Easy test too. I mean,
okay.
Nothing
was
inserted into any of my. What's that?
Did you get it printed out? You get it printed out and hang it on your refrigerator.
I should.
Good achievement. There you go.
I should. Old star today. Eddie needs out. He's off schedule. You're off schedule, kid.
We heard him eating the treats, though. We heard him, man.
There you go, boo. Oh, poor old guy. So, yeah, he's pissed all over the paving stones that I put up for his steps. Get a permanently pea-stained paving stone.
He's leaving something behind.
Yeah, leaving his mark, literally.
Yeah.
The world. Oh, look at this shit, man. I'm going to grab one of these. So I went to the store, you know, picked up a little beer.
Yeah.
And I got to get a couple of those 24-ouncers, you know, for emergency beers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you... gone through all your beer, and they go, oh, I got two beers left in one beer, right? Well, they had these Miller High Life 24-ouncers on sale, 69 cents a piece. What the fucking fuck? What the fucking fuck?
Jesus Christ.
And then I bought my usual three, and I got home, and I'm thinking, was I out of my mind leaving any of those on the shelf? What was I thinking? I should have bought everything they had.
That's cheaper than water.
69 cents.
What the fuck?
Jeez, you got that right, Jack. Those, I mean, honey browns are cheap at $1.09. 69 cents? Yeah. God bless America.
I should have loaded up your trunk.
I know. I might stop by tomorrow after my gig. Boy,
that
was a long time since I said that. Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. We're
after
working,
my
man.
Gig tomorrow. Yeah.
We're
going to lose some
tomorrow,
unemployment.
Man.
What's that?
Are
a little Easter party.
That's
no,
a,
probably right. Kiddies. For kids.
Oh, okay.
So, much safer to be around these days.
You want to get some nice mommies?
You never know. You never know, lad. I've got such a you know, my libido has beat it. So, you know, it's a thought that counts, you know. All right, let's blow something up. We had a request for... Board Prefect said we have to blow
uh-huh.
up Katy Perry 365.
Yeah, there you go.
I checked it out, man. It was fucking 2 minutes. 2 minutes till she sang the hook, right?
Yeah.
Now,
I
you guys really want to go... Yeah, I know. Come on, that's 2 minutes you'll never get back, so... I just fast-forwarded
right.
to the hook, blew it up, and then we're going to blow up. On top of that, I intended to blow up in the first place.
Yeah.
Florida.
Okay.
Low, 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 low thing, because they play that on the Kroger commercial. It gets on my nerves. So here we go. First up, Katy Perry.
I think about you all this time. 24/7,
you lucky charm.
And a doubleheader!
It's tremendous!
It's colossal!
It's putrid!
Fuck that!
Damn
ball! Let me talk.
go let the
dog in.
A lot
of hate.
Yeah, he hates maybe a little too much. I mean, I'm with him on, I'm about halfway there, you know.
Yeah. Not Gumby. Gumby loves. Gumby loves.
Just loves. Just loves. I love that. I love that about
just
you,
just loves. That's all.
Well, kind of a funny, here we go, babe, funny story. As we were closing up shop last time, I think off the air I mentioned about the, you know, the guys getting on my nerves, you know. I'm not getting on my nerves, but just, you know, it's just annoying. I put up the post about not being able to find the vaccine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, God, my appointment. I'll have my first dose Thursday.
Okay,
USA.
Good deal.
So I'll be fully vaccinated by the big wedding expo next month. What is?
I still have to register. I haven't even registered yet.
Well, I was talking to Mr. Science. You guys at TA are all fucked up, man. You're not even, you can't even get it yet.
Our sister got it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
He's getting bad.
We
got to
register
then.
For it. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. He has bad info. Because his brother is a nurse, and he should know.
Yeah.
But, well, anyway, so I put the thing up about having trouble getting the virus appointment, or the vaccine appointment.
Yeah.
he comments, well, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm just like, oh, jeez. Because he's a Bobo. You know, I know he voted for Bobo twice. You know, he's like, yay, whatever, you know. I don't even want to post shit now because I know I'm just going to get the Fox News talking points flashback at me and shit. All right, never mind. So, funny thing. Here's the irony. Here's the irony of the story.
Yeah.
So the same guy who says he ain't getting the vaccine, right? I get a Facebook private messenger from him last
night.
It's a virus. That struck me funny. His account got hacked. And he put up, oh, my account's been hacked. I said, yeah, man, too bad there's not a vaccine for that, huh?
You should have said, that explains all the stupid shit I've been reading on your page.
Yeah, can you believe they said you weren't going to get the vaccine? I don't know. That's petty and small of me, but, you know, I've never been above being petty and small. I'll be honest. I'm honest. That damn Bobo, it's a cult, man.
No, definitely. Cult rules and everything. You still on here? Did we lose you? It's a virus.
Am I gone?
You were
gone
for a little bit, I think, unless you just dozed off.
No.
Okay.
I'm moving around a lot because of the damn dog.
Okay.
Sorry about that, folks. Okay. Sorry, man. Good. What I said when you couldn't hear me, you didn't want to hear that anyway. No. So it's all for the best. It's all for the best.
There you go.
All right. Here we go. It's time to do the roll call.
Yes, the roll call.
Ooh, I like this one. You could do the fruit to this. right.
I take it.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. First up, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Most excellent. Sweet Alice. She was here early tonight. She brought her voids. Hey, man. We had a bird once. My ex-mother-in-law, my first mother-in-law, was a freaking bird lady. I mean, like, had a whole, like, she didn't have a bird, like, a cage full of birds. She had a fucking room full of birds, right?
Holy shit.
And, yeah. My mom wouldn't go over there because she's always afraid of birds flying in her hair or something stupid. So she gave us one of the love birds one time. And, man, that poor little cute little thing, he croaked and... 2 weeks because he got in a draft. They're really sensitive little birds.
Oh, yeah. Birds.
So we buried Elvis in the back. You want to come in and bark,
Elvis.
Ted? Ruff. Ruff.
The lady used to live across the street from me had a big, really big bird. Used to hear it scream. It sounded like a woman screaming at night.
Hey, there he is. Come on.
Hey, I heard a bark.
Come on in. I think he just wants to go lay down. We go lay down or what? Coming in? he's being an old dog. All right. Anyway, thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet
and then
there's
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake. Ted's on.
All right. Come on in here. We'll hear you better. All right. Whatever.
Got a good echo going there.
He's as weird now as he ever has been. Probably weirder. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about you. All right. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
There's Ford Prefect to round out our Canadian Ford International
Prefect.
Convention. Does look.
I think we lost you again, Commodore. I believe we have. Moving around.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Now you're back.
I'm going to call back in a second.
Okay.
We'll play something. We got Ford Prefect. Thanks for coming, sir. Wouldn't be a comet off to me. Without Ford Prefect. We got Francie here from the Francie and the Friends.
Francie. Hello, Francie.
I don't know how many friends she's brought with her, but I got Ted. All right. And there's our old pal, Ope. First in the lounge.
Ope. Other people's eyes.
Old pal, Ope. Other people's eyes. Hey, pup. I know. I know. Okay. Alrighty. And finally, rounding out this.
Jimmy's stuck in a well. Is that what he's saying?
Timmy's in the well, yep. Last but not least, Sinister Minister, Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby to Possum Lounge.
All right. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
I got the suitcase packed, got my crate gassed up, checked the lights, gas, windows, locked the door. Leave my worries all behind, cause I'm starting out to find lots of places I ain't seen before. With a map in my lap and a grin on my face, think of all of the blues I'll unload. Turn my radio on, get my hat turned up, I'm a-chugging on down the road. I'm a-loving the lights and seeing all the sights, you can bet I won't miss a trick. Down the long white line, reading roadside signs, I'm a-chugging on down 66. Seeing all the sights, you can bet I won't miss a trick. Down the long way. yard line, reading roadside signs. I'm a chugging on down 66. Well, I want to see mountains, lakes in the woods, and do what the tourists all do. I like hotels, motels, drive-ins, and juke joints. I want to see an Indian or two. I ain't about to worry and ain't in a hurry. Got time to wolf whistle at the tick. Sleep when I'm sleepy and eat when I'm hungry. I'm a-chugging on down 66. I watch the nose miles go a-scooting underneath and the white clouds scooting overhead. I'm marking those towns off one at a time and keeping myself overfed. I'm marking those towns off one at a time. Chicago, St. Louis, Springfield, Tulsa, Oak City, Amarillo, Tucumcari, Albuquerque, Winslow, Flagstaff, Barstow, L.A., chugging down 66.
I
love
we the
ah.
That's
a good one. You got a good one.
We're fully functional now, except I broke the clip on this fucking phone. I'm buying a new phone. There, I said it.
All right.
A new setup.
New Gimcrack.
Fuck this thing. No.
Okay.
No. Gimcrack's fine.
Huh?
No, it's this phone. I got this little phone. And I wanted a phone it's hard to find a phone with a headphone attachment.
Okay.
So I had to buy this little fucking palm. It's as big. It fits in your palm of your hand. And it had a clip on the back, so you could clip it onto your shirt or whatever. I just broke the clip, so. About Hattie with this thing.
It's like a little roach clip.
Well, kind of. Yeah, everything is Bluetooth now. You got that right, Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. My original, when I got my headset, my sound was really cool and smooth, man, and it's just been downhill ever since. Downhill ever since.
Fuck technology. The Unabomber was right.
So anyway, that was the one good thing about the virus private message was just to be on the safe side, I changed my own password. And I had a really shitty password that was really hard to type.
Yeah.
And now I have an easy one that's easy to type. So.
Oh, you see that? Everything always works out for you, man.
You got to work it out, man. You know. But the thing is, I keep typing in the hard one first and going, don't! You know, it takes a couple days.
Don't you have the computer memorize your passwords?
Nah, I don't trust it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what that computer does when I'm not around, man.
Right.
This isn't the old computer. This is a new computer, you know. It was the one I bought last year. Spicy. That's another thing I'm about sick of. This thing's too slow.
Oh, mine's a piece of shit.
My hands smell like dog treats now.
I still have 5 keys I can't type in. It takes about an hour for it to settle in. I get a lot of pop-ups in the beginning. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. I'm going to have to get a new one. I'm a no.
I had a weird.
Condo.
Geez, this was like 20 years ago. My keyboard, you know, one of the keys wasn't working. It was the left shift key.
Yeah.
So I trained myself, you know, out of necessity, to always use the right shift.
Uh-huh.
And I still do it to this day, two or three keyboards later.
Yeah, stays with you.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
You reprogrammed your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had that I had the thing where I was using the mouse with my left hand for about 3 years.
Oh, left-handed mouse.
And but I didn't have a left-handed mouse. There are left-handed mice. You could set it to be left-handed. But I just kept it the same and retrained my fingers. And I guess that was an easy transition back and forth. But I ended up getting carpal tunnel in my left hand then. So, thanks.
Always something.
So, anyways.
Piece of
and
shit,
I mean no offense, but...
I was just going to let it die. I'm in no hurry to get another one. I could fill a fuck on the phone.
But I mean no offense to anybody, you know. If you don't want to get the virus or the vaccine for the virus, yeah, you're un-American, but that's okay, man. There's room for everybody. You know, that's how I look at it. We're all water, different rivers. Some of us, you know, are against the country, but that's all right. I was thinking about Ted. You know. Our time's limited, and his barking's the big problem, right? It's been thing wrong with it. People come over the house, he just bark, and it fucking goes nuts, and his heart's going a mile a minute. You can't calm him down, you know, he's just like, fucking bizarro. And kids came over.
Does he pee when
barking.
He gets excited?
No.
Oh,
he just,
okay,
he
that's
just
a,
barks
yeah,
and barks
that's
and barks.
One.
Yeah, man, the whole time the kids were here, my older son and his girlfriend, he just barked the entire time. He was happy to see them, but, you know, he just, you know, just freaked out over
He's trying to tell them that.
Oh, yeah, what a nut. But anyway, I thought after that day, because that was like, you know, he barked for like 2 hours solid. I said, man, it's a... The damn good thing Son of Sam didn't live next door to Ted, you know? Jesus Christ. Think of the swath of mayhem that would have happened then, summer of 76. Holy jeez. One of our few Jewish serial killers. Interesting.
Yeah, old Berkowitz, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Usually the, it's always the goy. Anyway. That's a happy thought. Okay, how about a quickie before we do the three? We need a quickie. Oh, here's one from Ford Prefect. Blame it on Ford.
Yeah! Everybody!
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, man.
Oh, Walter's got a point there.
Blame Ford.
Little puff people.
Well, that's a palate cleanser for the three. Cleanse the palate. Make the cheese. That's why you eat the cheese when you drink the wine. It cleanses the palate.
There you go.
Why the fuck would they eat cheese?
The French know that.
Just make your palate taste like cheese? I would think, like, crackers or something would be better. Maybe cheese and crackers.
You're right.
But leave the cheese.
Cheese,
I don't think
cheese,
the cheese
is too
helping.
Strong.
No. Yeah, cheese is like too anti-wine. Cleanse the colon. There you go. Leave the cheese out of that one, Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Some roughage.
Cork that right up.
Roughage. What's the 3 minutes tonight? Oh, geez.
Ah.
Well.
I think we got a good one.
Well. It's the listenable, I guess.
Okay, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, Ted's... he's still just laying in bed staring at the door. Okay, he laid down. Poor guy. Okay. It's time once again for 3 minutes you'll never get back.
3 minutes you'll never get back.
This is the part of the show where it's about 3 minutes long and you never get it back. Pretty much sums it up. Yeah. We got 5 seconds short of the three tonight, so that's five seconds.
Okay.
We're going to pass along the savings to you, ladies and gentlemen. Although we do collect them in the end and take them back.
They don't go to waste.
You'll never get them back. No. Well, tonight is no exception. I believe this guy's got an airplay on Dr. Demento.
Okay.
I'm sure on your... Well, you'll figure it out. It's Ray Stevens.
Well, in the frozen north of the Yukon, lived the king of the Royal Mounted Foot. Sergeant Preston was his name. King is the dog's name was. He had a big red coat and a big black whistle on a chain. All of the crew ran for cover, cause they always got his mane. He said, on King, on you great husky, and that great husky say, burr. And he say, much all y'all huskies, all them huskies say, burr. Well, Dirty Dan, villain robbed a trading post one day, killed off 4 or 5 Eskimos and made his getaway. He won't get far, say Sergeant Preston, I got my trusted dog. I'll track him down and bring him back, he'll have to pay the cost. Well, for 30 days, 30 nights, they followed the tracks in the snow. And the wind was howling, the weather was cold. Lord, it must have been 40 below zero. All of a sudden, King at great wonder dog stopped dead in his track. Give out a mighty sniff, start sniffing all around there, cause he knew that Dirty Dan was behind the next snowdrift. And Sergeant Preston said, on King, on you great husky, and that great husky say, Sergeant Preston say, get him boy, say stick him, say tear him, that big dog just tear through that snow, them teeth fired, them ears back, that tail stacking straight up there, just a shaking his head from side to side and breathing fine, he say, well, they brought that villain to justice, he didn't even put up a fight. When it's all that big dog charging at him, he almost of fright. And a sergeant pressing off the Yukon is proud cause he's done it again. Yeah, he got his mane and you can hear him say, who needs a Ren 10-10? He say, King, this case is closed. And that dog say, boom!
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
That's good stuff.
Who does that?
I agree with all of them, man. Race Davis is good, but in small doses. You get every
in
now and again. You,
in small doses, indeed. Yep.
Always with a good story, right?
Yep. There's been a couple of times where he got on my nerves. I got to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I tossed him in at 3 minutes. You know? Alrighty, what do we got here? This is the news.
The news. What is going on in the world, Tom?
Right. How about worst boss in the world?
Right.
This guy, he worked at Georgia, man. He worked at a some kind of auto works. They don't really specify what they did there. I would expect some sort of automotive assembly, some sort, right? So this guy, he got fed up with the job, and he quit. You know, he threw up his hands, as the boss put it, as the guy who quit put it. He says, wait a minute. Well, anyway, he said he threw up his hands. He put his hands on his head, walked out the door, and disappeared. And then he said he left the job due to a toxic work environment. And he was still owed $915. Okay?
Ooh.
So the owner said he delivered the money in January. And then the owner was accused, you know, giving him the runaround, accusing him of damages, yada, yada. So the guy calls the Department of Labor. Okay. So his boss shows up to the Haas with 500 pounds of oil-covered pennies and dumped them in his driveway.
What an asshole.
There's the word, asshole. Dick.
Yep, what a dick.
So he's, the guy says, well, I got the pennies stored in the garage. Trying to figure out how to clean them so I can cash them in. He says, how do you get money from pennies? The Canadians, they don't even know what we're talking about over here, man.
They gave up on those penny nonsense.
They're smart enough not to have stupid pennies.
They're not going to have bosses delivering oil-filled pennies to them.
Nobody ever uses, except for the guy who was in the fast lane at the supermarket this morning. He's putting in paper money and change. He paid exact change into the machine. I'm like, come on, man. He's done. He's paying. And the lady over here, halfway through, she's done. She does her thing, swipes her card, and leaves. I ended up going. He was next up. No, I got the ladies instead. I mean, paying with change, right? Am I right? Am I right?
Bring it to the change machine. So you lose 9 cents to a dollar.
Who does that?
Bring it to the change machine.
Who does that?
That's
what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Who does that shit?
Especially a guy.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was an older guy, you know, an old fuck like us.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah. So, kind of dumb though. I mean, like, I could see like paying, putting a 20 in there for $17 worth of shit.
Yeah.
But exact change? Come on, dude. What the fuck, man? Is shit really that tight? I don't know. That was a good one, man. You sure you ain't back on the brewskis?
Yeah. What, you heard that little belch?
Oh,
I
can't little.
Deep down in your stomach. Really?
Don't be shy, brother. Well, I thought Ted was squirming over there. It was during the 3 minutes. It was my stomach growling over here. Oh, they're talking about getting rid of the nickels over there in Canada.
Oh,
holy
there
shit.
You go. They're way ahead of us.
Well, nobody fucking uses nickels either.
Yeah.
And dimes, they just fall in the seats and they're too small. You lose them. And that doesn't really look like
exactly.
FDR. Where's the cigarette holder, you know? Anyway.
I'll tell you, half of Americans don't even know that's FDR on the dime.
Oh, probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. They still think it's George Washington on a nickel. A lot of people think that.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. He got the dollar bill. Man. You know, Lincoln's the only guy that got coin and dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln rang.
He earned it. He earned it.
But, you know, a lot of people didn't know he was a Republican. A lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah.
Never mind. I hate politics. Okay. This guy, he was, you know, they have those online DNA things, you know, which could be really cool or maybe weird, like this guy.
If you're into it. Yeah.
So he thought he was an only child. So the DNA test results, he comes back with, there's his mom. Okay, that's mom.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, that's not my dad. That turns out his dad was a sperm donor. And he's one of 31, he's got 30 siblings. He's the second oldest of 31 brothers and half-brothers and half-sisters. How fucking weird would that be to find out? Man.
That's fucked up, man, because he could have been banging his sister all this time.
Easy peasy. I mean, geez, probably living in adjacent towns.
Yeah.
Good night, Francie. Anyway, that's a pretty weird thing to find out. Here we go. Here's your
you never know.
I wish that had been me story. Some guy bought a bowl, pretty little white bowl with blue stuff on it, at a Connecticut yard sale for $35. That's a lot to spend on a bowl.
Yeah,
at a yard sale. Well, not not so fast. It was auctioned off at Sotheby's Wednesday for $722,000.
Holy shit.
Hey-o. Oh. Yeah, it's like from the Ming Dynasty, dating back to the 15th century and shit. There's only like six in existence. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get at these things.
And they you know,
but
the seller and buyer.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
It's pretty. But, I mean, you wouldn't look at
the average
the whole,
guy
geez,
give up $35 for it. It's got to be something to it. But nice.
Well, he probably got, you know, had an inkling that this might be old China stuff. And
Yeah.
So they remained anonymous, the buyer and seller. And you know why, because the guy who sold that at the yard sale is reading that article somewhere.
He's
you know.
He hanged himself in the shed.
Hanging in.
Oh,
man, you would want to kill yourself after that shit.
Oh, definitely.
Sheesh. Did you hear that guy? The guy in the, I guess he's in the House of Representatives. They're talking about violence on Asians and stuff on the rise, you know?
Yeah.
Because the rhetoric about the virus, et cetera. And this guy goes, well, Texas, we like justice in Texas. We always say get all the rope you can in the tallest tree. And that's justice. That's lynching, dude. Chinese, there was a huge Chinese lynching. 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 26 dudes or something in one night they lynched in this Chinatown.
Oh, shit.
How dumb are these cocksuckers? How fucking dumb? You know, how do these fucking morons get into fucking government, into Congress? How do they get elected? Well, because their constituents are jackasses. All right, never mind.
They're all asses.
That's pretty insensitive, though. And this Asian lady took the floor. She ripped him a new one.
Yeah, good.
Oh, one more quick politics thing. This is kind of funny. Okay, two quick politics things.
All right.
And a batshit crazy lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House.
I love this.
She's mentioned Guam as one of the foreign countries that we send support to, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like Guam is like part of the United States, you know? So
uh-huh.
I was like, yeah. But you really studied to get here, didn't you, honey? So she's all pissed off because Guam National Guard members that are guarding the Capitol are offering her like cookies and stuff and information on Guam. She's pissed off. They're ambushing her with cookies, and she's had enough. You Guamians, leave that poor woman alone.
How long is she going to be relevant?
Oh my God! Hopefully, about three more minutes, and then kaboom!
Oh, this stupidity doesn't end. Not in this country.
Mm. They got some Lulus up there, boy. hopefully they get outed and removed. So here's my last political thing. The Texas Wax Museum had to remove their Bobo figure. Luis Tassad's Waxworks on Alamo Plaza, located in San Antonio. Because everybody was punching Bobo in the face. It was people couldn't resist punching him in the face, man. So, got out of hand.
That's a good business idea. I would like to buy that.
Yeah, really. Make one to punch, yeah.
Yeah.
But they say that happens to all presidents, you know.
Okay. Okay.
They said they tore off Obama's ears six times. Low-hanging fruit there. You know, the guy was a trophy head.
Oh, definitely.
And then Bush, they punched his nose in all the time. So,
well,
nothing
that's
new.
Punchable.
Uh-huh. I'm sure Grandpa Joe will get in there and they'll push him down the stairs and stuff, you know.
That's what he did, Grandpa.
You see, he fell down the steps today. all the right wingers. Oh, yeah.
You know what? You see how quickly presidents age during the presidency? What's going to happen to this poor guy?
He's going to be a skeleton. He's going to be a fucking skeleton, man, in 4 years. He makes it 4 years, man. He's going to be a skeleton with that transplanted hair on top, you know?
Because they do age
stuttering away,
man.
Oh, well, you look at any of them, except for Bobo. Bobo looks the same,
Bobo
but,
didn't do much.
You know.
Because he really didn't care about anything.
Typical and eternal. That's true. Yeah, I hate to think what they did to Bill Clinton, Ford says. Yuck, yuck, yuck. sometimes a cigar is only a cigar, man. All right. Here we go. Guinness Book of World Records, man.
All right, there we go. Now we're back on.
In Italy, University of Bologna. Bologna.
Yeah.
Or Bologna, as we call it, University of Bologna in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
They crossbred a cherry that was dubbed the heaviest cherry in the world. Weighing in at 0.93 ounces, the Sweet Stephanie cherry. So, there you go. I don't know if it tastes any good, but it weighs a lot. Beating the previous record of 0.84 ounces.
That's a big glass of martini or Manhattan.
Yeah.
Nice Manhattan to go with that puppy.
Okay. You get the maraschinos.
Uh-huh. Big-ass cherry. Did we lose you? We lost you again. It always happens with a cherry story. Little Beatles going anyway.
Am I here?
Yes, there you are.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I feel like I have to yell now so you can hear me.
Was that you patting it? That little something?
Probably.
Patting the phone? There you go.
Come in, Tokyo.
Good to have you back.
World records.
Yes.
Big
cherry.
Ohio.
Okay.
A seventh grader broke a world record by sinking 52 free throws in 1 minute.
52 free throws in 1 minute.
And he sunk 52 in a row in 1 minute, besting the record, previous record, by 12.
Whoa.
Pretty fucking, that's impressive.
Yeah. That is
impressive.
How old did you say this
high
kid
school? Seventh grader, man.
Oh, seventh grader.
He's,
okay.
How old he is? 13. Crazy.
Right, good. Yeah,
sign him up. Sign him up.
Shit.
I know.
Where he loses it.
Guys can't, three froze. He throws for neck to get that blip. Better when you don't hear me, I think. All right. A Dallas Museum exhibition invites guests to break world records. That's kind of neat. It's just a thing, interactive displays explaining the science of records, the longest mustache, the world's largest game of Pac-Man, etc. It's kind of, you know, a traveling museum at Guinness Book there. I don't know if they delve into the alcoholism that, created the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, a bunch of drunks sitting around an Irish pub arguing over shit, right?
That's the heart of it. I believe it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right. And speaking of drunks, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
A New York business, they haven't been selected as the Guinness World Record holder, but they are seeking recognition for a 1,100 square foot shamrock painted in their parking lot, which would make it the world's largest shamrock?
I should have a painting of a shamrock. All right.
Yeah, world's largest Two months. Oh, beating, because the previous one was 1,000 square foot. So this is 1,100 square foot. Bigger. Better. Went to 11.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Big fucking shamrock.
And finally.
Yes.
A man. An Idaho man. He used his mouth to catch 67 pieces of caramel corn thrown by a friend in 1 minute to break the Guinness World Record. Our pal, right, David Rush.
Working
more than 150 world records to promote STEM education, which stands for Science, Technology,
yes.
Engineering, and Mathematics. Ha!
Yes, now we know that.
And his neighbor, Jonathan Hannon, is ambidextrous. Ooh.
Oh,
did I mention David
that.
Rush is also a genius? He enlists his ambidextrous friend so he can throw the fucking caramel corn with both hands. Yeah.
All right. They got film on this guy to see this.
Yeah.
All right.
It's on UPI News. Check them out, man. All right. Yeah!
Give that man a cigar!
Yeah.
At that right, man. You got that.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Okay, here we go.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. A world but a whisper, you're deaf to say shout.
Now, let me get this right. I got the words on. It's such cool. Yeah, control that shit.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animals feel. And your wise men don't know how it feels. As a brick. And the sandcastle virtues are all swept away. And the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of the play. As the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your shoes are all worn at the heels, and your suntan does rapidly peel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick.
as thick as a brick. Part one.
You fucker!
Dang it.
Yeah, we haven't done a chat in a while. We haven't had the chat on.
Yeah. Take up some of his tunes. He put out, what,
boom,
several
boom.
Albums, hasn't he?
Oh, he's been putting them out since the 60s, baby.
Uh-huh.
He's got a catalog over there. Bologna. University of Bologna. That's where I went. University of Bologna. You gotta love the Guinness book there, man.
That was Bobo's university, wasn't it?
What a schmagoo. Punching his fake face, man. How cool.
He's laying low now, isn't he? What's going on with him?
Yeah, I think he's he's got problems with the feds and stuff looking at his taxes. Because New York, I mean, you got to figure he did a lot of chicanery with his taxes over the years. At the very least, you know. It ain't going to be pretty. You know, their whole damn family is, it's illegal for them to sit on a board of a charity now. I guess in New York.
It should be.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Because they set up a fucking charity and took all the money.
Yeah.
That was
in the beginning of his presidency when that came out. Whole time.
It wasn't Bobo Jr., but it was the other one, Beavis. Uh-huh. And he had a cancer charity.
Uh-huh.
He was just using as a checking account, man.
Taking the money, man.
Beauty.
Oh.
What a great bunch they are. The classiest bunch. as my mom would say, the nouveau riche. Tackiest presidency ever.
Oh, jeez.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And it's all going to happen again.
You think?
Yep.
There ain't no doubt I love this man.
Mr. Woo. Haven't heard Woo in a while.
A little bit of Woo. A little bit of Woo for everybody. Woo-hoo! All right. I think if the Democrats aren't stupid like they usually are, they may be able to hold power for a while and get some shit done. We need done. But...
Well, sometime in the future, probably not in our lifetime, but there'll be another moron like that there. We don't learn.
Well, it's just a matter of the way the Democrats are set up. They're not going to allow somebody like that, a populist, to get the nomination. That's why Bernie Sanders isn't your president right now.
God bless Bernie.
I'm glad he's in the Senate, though. Fuck it, man. Just get him in there somewhere, man. There's a few out there fighting for us. But, the Republicans don't have that governor, anybody can get the nomination if they win the enough votes. So I don't know. The thing is, what it all comes down to what they're making a big push in all the states to. Well, this is hilarious stuff, isn't it? To suppress the vote. If they're successful in doing that, then the Republicans will hold on to their power. But if they're able to pass H.R. 1, which is Voting Rights Act, they're in bad shape, man, because their bullshit won't work anymore. They're trying to turn stuff back into the Jim Crow era.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're grandfathered in. We learned that last
week. When times were great.
Yeah, the good old days.
According to them, the good old
Make
days,
America
that's
free.
It.
Work more for Greg Dean. Oh, this
61
is really cool.
Commodore.
I didn't mention this. I was interviewed for a magazine article this week.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a mover and shaker.
Celebrity going here.
Well, you know, I've been trying to become Mr. Wedding. So
yeah.
They were doing an article on weddings. Who did they call but me? So,
because you're a funny head?
I like it. So I gave an interview. And I'm sitting there. Smoked the bowl after that, you know, going, I shouldn't have said that, and I shouldn't have said that, and I shouldn't have said that, and I should have said this. And I'm trying to read, and all I can do, you ever do that when you're reading, you're trying to read, and you're thinking about the stupid thing that's on your mind, and you're just like, you read the same paragraph four times, and you still haven't read it, because you're thinking about the stupid thing. So I put the book down. I said, all right. I just called her back. I said, look, you know, leave this out. Do this. Put this in and forget about that. She's like, oh, yeah. We're all cool, man. I didn't have to call. I didn't have to call her back. She was cool. She's just a kid. God, she said her dad. We were talking about getting the vaccine. And, well, that's one of the things I told her. Yeah, I did get the appointment. She says, my dad has to wait. He's 40. He's 45 or something. I'm like, oh, my God. Your father's 45? My kid's almost 40. Are you out of diapers? And I ask, you know. But nice kid.
Yeah, good.
I hate interviews, man, because I always get too glib. And then, you know.
Well.
Say stupid shit. That doesn't, you know, it might be funny when you're saying it, but it doesn't read well later on in an article.
Uh-huh.
Putting it out. All right. You know what time it is.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Oh.
around. Johnny Mako walking around, play the fiddle upside down. All the girlies want to do what the boys don't like to do. All the boys don't like to do what the girlies want to do.
Yeah. Beauty.
Crazy Town. Isn't that where Reverend Wendy lives? Well, she lives in Crazy Town.
Crazy Town, man.
We never played that before. I didn't get the deuce on that at all. You sure we never played that?
Oh, who knows?
All polkas sound alike anyway, you know, for crying out loud. You know.
Board says 71 sucks, 70 sucked, and so did 69. Well, you know, if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Enough with the levity.
What's levity?
Never mind. We got left here. Oh, boy, we're burning daylight.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. That's fun, man.
That was a good time.
We got to get up tomorrow. We got a little Ted in there. Got your Ted on.
All right.
So you had fun. It's full of treats. I've been giving
it's
him...
All right.
I've been giving him canned dog food every day. It's like, man, I should have thought about croaking a long time before this, man.
He's enjoying liking the canned stuff, huh?
Canned dog food over here. Got, I don't know, what the fuck is tomorrow? Beef and rice or some shit? He'll love it.
Well, Denny Moore stew.
Yeah, he fired. Oh, man, some of those stew ones. Yeah. It was pretty appetizing, man. Yeah, he'll nom, and then go lay down. Like he's like, he lays down,
loosen his trousers.
Yep. He can't. He's like the old man. I can't. Most of the time when I eat, I go down. You know, little napsky. So sad. You're old. You hear me? You're old. Yike. Well, that's how shit goes, man. You know? Aw, cheeks, Lucy. Lucy doesn't have the teeth for the kibble. Poor baby. Yeah, Ted's still got his choppers, man. He still can nom some shit. Not like he used to, but, you know.
Yum, yum, eat them up.
Yeah. We're all getting long in a tooth.
Winner.
Canadian.
Unca Mine Possum. We'll give you a general hello. Yeah, he's liking the duck. He was liking the duck jerky tonight. That was the number one treat.
Duck jerky.
Duck jerky. Low fat. You know. Iced coffee. Apple cheeks.
Iced coffee. Still haven't had
it. Get me an iced coffee.
That's what Ralph Crambin said.
Canadian. I think it was popular back then.
He was trying to make tell Norton how to push around his wife and be king of the castle. He says, and then after you said all that, tell her to go get you an iced coffee. And then hilarity ensued. It didn't work out so good.
No.
And Norton
no.
didn't get his iced coffee. No.
And Trixie was the worst actress in the world.
We're anti-tricks, man. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Kind of my go-to now, man. You know.
Yeah.
I was trying to find. It's the one. It was from The Odd Couple. He's talking about irony.
Yeah.
He goes, "See the irony? Yeah, I see the irony, Felix. See the irony." I wanted to get that one for my story about the guy with the vaccine, the anti-vaccine guy.
That would have fit there perfect. Did you see it?
No, not yet. Not yet. I got it knocked down there. I got it written
That's
down.
That's one
there.
Of those movies that I seen when I was about 14 or 15 years old, and I haven't seen it since. You know, and I was always looking for it, and there it is, bam.
Yeah, that's a crazy cast and everything, man. I got to see that. I'm liking that. That's like the gal that put on 50 pounds. You ever seen her? He goes, I put on 50 pounds, and I'm liking that. Oh, okay. Weight gainer. They sell it in the middle of the night on TV. I see this one. They got Mary and Is it Mary and not Joe? Mary and Bill. Mary and Bill.
Yeah.
And they've been paying the same money into Medicaid and Medicare for all these years, right?
Uh-huh.
But some reason Mary gets an extra $140 a month added back to her her Medicaid, and Bill doesn't. Why is that?
Oh.
I think she gave. I think she gave Joe Namath a hand job is what happened there. Hey-o! this is the not ready for the show material over here.
You're loving these commercials, aren't you?
Oh, my God. They drive me on my fucking gird. Sheesh. Yeah. Because I'm old, man, you know. You a commercial once in a while would be nice, you know? Nothing. All right, man. Good times,
all
good
right.
times. Hopefully we'll be back Monday. We'll see it. We'll see what happens, you know. It's a day to day around here, you
good.
Know what I'm saying? Ming, Mang, and Mung. Better without the words, you know.
I like that.
I fucking love instrumentals. All right, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Right.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!